You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for another time, another opportunity to come into your homes, into your cars, however you're tuning into us by the Cypress audience, by the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, made it possible for us to come together on this Friday morning, to share the good news. It's about time for your miracle, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're looking at, no matter what you're going through or to go through this weekend. It's about time for your miracle. Just hold your head up high. Be of good courage. Why? Because God is with you and you're going to make it through this. Good morning again to all of you on this Friday morning. Praise God. Listen, this is July the 11th, praise God. And we're so glad that you're tuning in to the radio broadcast this morning, because I believe God has a miracle with your name on it. I believe God has something with your name on it. All you got to do is just what? Believe it and receive it. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you again this morning. I want to say thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless you, my wife, to our church mothers, to Mother Brown, to all our prophets, prophets gathers. Hallelujah. Prophetess Aretha. Amen. Evangelist Harvey, Evangelist Blackman, Evangelist Barry, Evangelist Victoria, and Evangelist Deidre Mara. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Bless all of you all the evangelists there. Prophetess Moses, God bless you. Pastor Jamal, say good morning to all of you there. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is up to something, and you must be up there with him to be expecting him to do what he's going to do for you and with you. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Scott. Good morning to all of you that's coming on. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank God for you. I want you to know God is with you. I want you to know God can do it. All you got to do is believe it. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you now, God, how you allowed us to come together by the way of the airways of the radio and through Cypress audience, Father. We thank you today, God, that all their needs are met, Father. We thank you there's nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken, Father God. We thank you now, Father God. We thank you because you're omnipresent with them now, Father. You said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And Father, we thank you today. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the oppressed say that I've been set free. And let the backsliders come back to you, Father, and save the sinner man, sinner boy, sinner girl, Father. And we thank you today, Father God. We're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, because we know that who you are. Hallelujah. You're going to do exactly what you say you're going to do. Hallelujah. Your word is above everything, God. Your word is above every situation, every circumstances that we will face. It will bring us out. It will comfort us and bring us out. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. Good morning and good morning to all of you again. To you, those of you that's coming on, good morning to you. We appreciate you. Thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly, the host, is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Thank God for you, you, and you. Praise God. Listen, I want you to know we have been in this summit's revival, week of revival. We've been in this prayer, amen, 30 days. Praise our God. I'm telling you, God has is something. He is something with this prayer with us. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be right there again in this prayer. We're coming together to pray 7 o'clock. We're coming together to pray by heaven. Praise our God. It's nothing like prayer. Praise our God. Because the word of God tells us that men ought to always pray and not to faint. Praise God. Not to faint. Not to faint. Hallelujah. When you pray, it brings you closer to God. It gives you a relationship with God. It helps you to communicate with God. It helps you to get to know what's on his mind when we pray, when we seek him in prayer. Not coming to seek him for things and tangible things, but we come to seek him to get close to him. We come to seek him to know what he's saying to us in this hour. Praise our God. I want you to know, be there with us tonight. Be there with us tonight. Praise God. We will be there tonight. God will be moving in the prayer. Praise our God. And when he lets up, we let up. Praise our God. Hallelujah. It's prayer. We can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. We can't do nothing without prayer. We need every day, every minute, every hour, every second. Praise our God. Again, because he said, if my people, which shall do what? Call by my name, shall do what? Humble themselves and do what? Pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. He said, we will hear from heaven, and he will heal our land. Then only will we hear from heaven. Praise our God. How are we going to hear? We're going to hear through prayer and through his word. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to get ready for what God is going to do in this prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be in there all the way to August the 8th. August the 8th. Praise our God. And if he let up, then we'll let up. If we have to continue, we will. August the 8th. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, God is still going to answer prayer. He's still answering prayers. Amen. He's a prayer answering God. All we got to do is trust him. Trust him and allow him to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Can you trust God in the midst of what you're in? Can you believe God in the midst of what you're in? Have the God kind of faith when you pray. Have the God kind of faith, not man's faith, because at least our faith and our trust and our hope does not lay in the wisdom and the Tyson of speeches of men, but our trust and our hope is in God, in his word. Come on. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word is going to stand forevermore, evermore. Praise our God. Praise God. And you can meet us on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. 9:30 Sunday school. Hallelujah. Sunday school. Sunday school. Yes, we still have Sunday school and we still come there. Amen. Hallelujah. And go through the Sunday school lesson and break it down and put it back together and get an understanding in the Sunday school. Amen. Because Sunday school is very important. Sunday school and your Bible study is very important. Amen. You can say whatever you want to change it to, but it's still Bible study and it's still Sunday school. You can say wisdom. That's still Bible study. It's still Sunday school. It's very important for the body of the church, because when we're in Sunday school, it's where you can direct and ask questions. Say we're in Bible study. You can direct and ask questions. Break the word down. Basis like our midweek services. And we have midweek services still. We have prayer. Amen. As we do, such as we have 1 hour prayer on Wednesday, where we come together and we just lay out and cry before God. Amen. Then we have our regular Friday night deliverance service. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God moves. Amen. And this week here, we're still having our prayer. We're still in our prayer. We want you to come and be with us on tonight. Praise our God. Be with us on tonight in the prayer at 7 o'clock. Come on. At 7 o'clock. Location again, 1219 South Street. Located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Where we will be praying all the way until August the 8th. Amen. Hallelujah. In this prayer, refreshing. In this prayer, stirring. Revive us. Prayer. 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 We just come in to pray. And if God speak, we listening. We listening through his word and through prayer. Praise our God. Little announcement here. I want you to get ready to help celebrate. Hallelujah. You're welcome to Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 36th Annual Church Anniversary. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the speaker, Pastor Christine Robinson, praise our God. Hallelujah. That is the wife of the late Apostle Robinson. Hallelujah. Down there in West Palm Beach area. Hallelujah. The host is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Praise our God. And it's going to be on July the 18th. Praise our God. July the 18th, 2025, 7:30, Hilton Melbourne Hotel. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Hallelujah. 200. Hallelujah. It's going to be there. Real place in Melbourne, Florida. You don't want to miss this. Amen. It's going to be good. And that speaker will, again will be Pastor Christine Robinson. Praise our God. And it's the church 26, listen at that, 26 years on the field. 26 years working. I mean, I'm 36 years working on the field for the Lord in establishing what God has called a Dr. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood to do. Praise our God. Still on the wall. Can't come down. Won't come down. You don't want to miss this again. Hallelujah. Then they got it where you can stay there. You can stay there. It's going to be 18th through the 18th through the 20th and the 11th. Praise our God. Hallelujah. So you could go book your room there. Book your room. Praise our God. And they would be there celebrating in this great occasion. So we're going to look to see you there. I'm planning to be in the place. Yes, you say, well, all right, you got this going on. Yes, that Friday morning, and we would do the prayer at 12 o'clock noonday at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, so we can go and be a part of this. Those that can be with us at 12 o'clock noon, amen, be with us, because we won't be there on that Friday night. That's the 18th. We'll be down here celebrating with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood and their 36th church anniversary celebration. So we're looking to see you, you and you there, and anybody that can and will come and help join there. Know Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood down in the Melbourne area doing a great work. Great work for God. Come on, help us celebrate this. Help us celebrate this great grand occasion. Amen. And their church family. Praise our God. I want you to know today again that the God we serve is able to do a sin above all we think or act. Come on, you got to walk this out. You got to believe God. You got to trust God. Because guess what? His word is his bond, and his bond is his word. And he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Amen. With the enemy, when the enemy, praise our God, I'm not glorifying him, but I'm saying when the enemy comes in like a flood, and the enemy try to wipe you out, and the enemy is trying to do all things to try to discourage you, but this is where it comes with a prayer life. This is where it comes with a fast life. This is where it comes when we begin to know who we are in God. Praise our God. We got to get some more soldiers that was willing to sell out. We got to get some more soldiers that's willing to be strong and hold out to the end in the midst of what we're in. Why? Because prayer will bring us out. Prayer will bring us through. Prayer will give us strength in the midst of what we're in. Along with his word, you take prayer and mix prayer with the word and begin to do what the word say. Hallelujah. Begin to walk it out through the word. Begin to walk it out through prayer. I'm telling you, prayer will do what you and I can't do in the natural. When we pray, we must believe, hallelujah, that he is a rewarder to them that what diligently seek him. We must believe that what he heareth us when we pray and how we pray. Come on, hallelujah. You can't pray in defeat. You can't pray in doubt. You can't pray shaking. You got to stand, having done all, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, and have on the blessed plate of righteousness. Come on, in prayer. We're standing in prayer. We're standing in prayer. And people say, well, what you mean? We're standing in prayer. We're standing in prayer because guess what? The fervent prayer of a righteous man. The fervent prayer of a righteous man. It does what? It prevaileth much. Come on. And the enemy cannot mess with you. The enemy cannot handle you when you in prayer, intense prayer. The enemy don't know what to do when you pray and you praying unto God and you're not being sideswiped by what he's trying to do. You're not being overtaken. See what prayer does? Prayer conditions you. Prayer conditions you. Get you ready for the journey. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Prayer shape you. Come on. Prayer mold you. Come on here. There's your life. You got to be disciplined to prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't want to just get there in prayer and so much is just asking God to this and give me that, give me that, give me this. But God, I'm praying because I know you've already gave me what I need to run this race. You already sustained me, Father, and I thank you today that I have the wisdom of you. I thank you today, Father God, that you guide me, you lead me, God, into all truth as your word say. Come on, when you don't know what to do, pray the word, pray the word. When you prayed out of yourself, out of things, out of you cried, out of your weakness and all, pray the word. Pray the scripture. When you begin to pray the word, hallelujah, it become rhema word. It become a rhema word in your prayer life. Hallelujah. And it brings you closer again, relationship with God. So we've been doing this cleansing through prayer this month. We've been doing this cleansing. When you go in prayer like that, everything in you get cleansed. Hallelujah. If it's make like you don't got saved all over again. Hallelujah. I have any witnesses out there when you begin to pray fervent prayer like that. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to go to the word of God and we want to encourage your hearts on this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know God is going to do it. I believe God is going to do it because guess what? He cannot lie. He cannot lie according to his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, let's see what he said. And we read this all the time. And I was just sitting here thinking, hallelujah. He says in the book of St. John, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. And that where I am, there may be also. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye may be also. So this is what I'm saying. When you pray, you got to know that your heart don't have to be troubled. When ye pray, when you stand praying, and you got to know that God has already prepared. He's already worked things out. Through prayer, he's already opened up the doors. He's already opened up circumstances and situations. He've already made the way plain. Come on. When you pray, you must believe. Come on here. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He have already gone to prepare that place for us. And when we in prayer, it give us confidence. It give us the reassurance. It give us peace. When we pray, we must believe that God has already took care of these things. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye may be also. You're going to be right there with him. Come on, you're going to be there. He's not going to prepare a place and take you there and leave you there. He's not going to take you through something and leave you there. Through prayer, he's going to bring you out. Through his word, he's going to bring you out. We must keep the faith. We must keep the confidence. And we must keep confessing what the word says about our situation. Praise our God. He said right there, where you may be there also. And hallelujah. And he said, whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, hallelujah. Thomas said, Lord, how can we not know? Wait, he said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not thou whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? See, this is where it's going to come with prayer. When you begin to pray and you begin to seek God, God is going to talk to you through prayer. God is going to give you an answer through prayer. You got to commune with God through prayer. How do you do this, Apostle? How do I commune with God through prayer? When I'm going through so many circumstances and situations, and it's about to overtake me, I can't pray. I don't know what to do. I, I'm, I, I, I'm, I'm just my end with here. All you got to do is stand still, begin to talk to God through prayer. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a long old drawn out speech. It ain't got the rhyme. Come on. It ain't got to just say, just like he taught. He told the disciples, say, teach us how to pray. He said, when you pray, pray on this wise, our Father who art in heaven. That's how you pray. Come on, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is a prayer. It's already done. It's already done. And we're walking in it. We're trusting God in it. We're not backing down. We're not giving up. Why? Because why? I've learned that when I pray, he hears me. I learned that he's given me the blood right to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He told us he went away. Right here to prepare a place for us. He has gone away to prepare that place for us. And how do we know this? We know this through the word. How do we know this? We know this through prayer. Hallelujah. And we must be about our Father's business. And how do we get directions? We get it through the word and through prayer. We're not going to get it through worryation. That's why he said, let not your heart be troubled. We're not going to get it through fear. Hallelujah. We're not going to get it through doubt. Come on here. We got to be on one accord. We got to come together on one accord. As again, and when we talked about Peter, and I'm just hitting on some things. How do you pray? And when you pray, you must believe what the word says. It's already established. The place is already established. Come on here. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. It's already established. You don't have to worry about trying to establish it. But what you do is pray, and God will give you direction. What you do is pray, acknowledge him, and he will give you direction. When you pray, we must believe. Come on. We must believe. We can't pray and be in doubt. We can't pray and be in fear. We can't be in pray and try to pray out and try to fix it ourselves. Come on. The songwriter said, prayer will fix it every time. Hallelujah. Believe when you pray that you receive. Believe when you pray that you have what you say when you pray in prayer. Come on. Don't pray amiss. Don't pray in a mist. Come on here. Don't pray in a mist. Come on. When I say pray in a mist, we pray one time in faith. Then we come back and pray, and we don't pray no more. We begin to doubt our prayers. We begin to doubt what we say in prayer. No, fear, doubt, and unbelief does not hang out. They hang out together. Faith hang out alone through prayer. I know God is going to do this. I prayed about it. Now we're going to give God praise about it. There comes a time. Yes, you pray about things. You pray about it in everything. With prayer is supplication. Come on here. We pray, but then there comes a time we stop praying and start praising God. Come on, hallelujah. I remember, again, I'm just talking about the scriptures, about prayer. I remember when Paul and Silas was locked in jail. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. When they were locked in jail, praise our God, hallelujah. They said, what we going to do? We going to sing and we going to pray. Come on, hallelujah, we going to praise it. We going to sing and we going to pray. Come on, hallelujah. And the Bible says that they prayed, so, and they gave God thanks, so, until what, there was an earthquake. Don't you know it's power in prayer? It's not complaining in prayer. It's power in prayer. It's authority in prayer. When you pray into the earthly realm, into the heavenly realms, the enemy don't want you to pray until the hallelujah and begin to bind. Come on, because he know that the prayer, Your prayer is very powerful. Come on, hallelujah. He don't mind us just crying. He don't mind us complaining. He don't mind us worrying. Again, let not your heart be troubled. But when you begin to pray fervent, when you begin to pray fervent, when you begin to pray fervent, when you begin to speak into the atmosphere through prayer, the atmosphere has to change. Come on, I wish I had some witnesses. I wish I had some help out here. Come on, hallelujah. When you begin to pray into the atmosphere, it begins to bring the atmosphere conducive to what you're saying through his word. Come on, hallelujah. We understand, hallelujah, that the world was framed with the words. So this is why you speak in prayer. You begin to call these things in prayer. Hallelujah. You begin to call it out in prayer. Praise God. And the enemy has to back up when you begin to pray fervent, hallelujah, into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Your prayers, it shakes the atmosphere. Your prayers, it turns things around. It causes a crop failure to it. When you pray, hallelujah, into the atmosphere and command the atmosphere to come conducive to what you're saying to the earthly realm. Come on, hallelujah. Calling those things which be not as though they were. And how do we do it? You said, Apostle, how do I do that? You do it through prayer. Come on, hallelujah. You pull it down. But you pull it down the stronghold through prayer. Come on. You can't pull it down through worryation. You can't pull it down through doubt. Come on. You got to pull it down through prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when we pray, talking about prayer, when we pray, the Bible said these kinds come. Come on. You got to mix this with word. You got to mix this with fasting. You can't just be praying and just, oh, I'm going to pray. You got to put the word in there. You got to fast. Come on. Turn your plate down. And these kinds come by what? Fasting and praying. Praise our God. The original saints. The original saints. Glory to God. Excuse me. The original saints. And we still have some original saints around. Come on. Everybody ain't moving to the new wave. Everybody ain't moving to the new wave. Come on here. When I say the new wave, everybody ain't moving to the new wave. Oh, we ain't got to pray like that no more. No, there's still some saints. Believe in prayer. Holding on to the horns of the altar till things change. Come on. Again, according to what the word said, when Peter was locked in jail, the Bible said the saints, come on here, pray without ceasing. Come on. They prayed without ceasing until the angel, come on here, hallelujah, went there and smote Peter on the shoulder. Come on, hallelujah. This when you pray and you know without a shadow of a doubt that your prayers, come on here, is reaching and it's making a difference. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. They will pray so, and they prayed so till the angel went and smote Peter on the shoulder between the two Roman soldiers. Come on here. Told Peter, girdle up his loins. Hallelujah. His shoes, sandals, and girdle up around his waist. Come on. Hallelujah. And he walked him so far, and then he departed from him. Come on. Hallelujah. When you pray, you got to be strong. Come on, hallelujah. Don't be praying to be seen. Don't be praying to be heard. Come on, when you pray, we got to get back to praying and trusting and believing this word of God. Come on, leaning not to our own understanding. Praise our God. Nobody wants to be in fervent prayer no more. Everybody wants a quick fix. Everybody want to birth something, and everybody want to be a big shot. But how do you get it? You get it through prayer. When you get in prayer, hallelujah, the prayer put you in places that your money can't put you in. Hallelujah. Prayer put you in places and open up doors. Come on, somebody. That hallelujah. No man can open it up when you pray. Jesus himself, he stole away. Jesus himself, he stole away, went and prayed. Come on here. Yes, he did. Come on. And he came to the disciples. Come on here. And he said, can I now watch with me one in 1 hour? Come on. He went and prayed. Come on, because he knew what he was in up a face. When prayer conditions you to face what is getting ready to happen to you. Prayer alerts you in your spirit. Oh, communicating with God through prayer. Hallelujah. Now we're communicating with everything else. We're communicating with books. We're communicating with motivation speaking. But oh, when you begin to seek God in prayer. Come on, do I have anybody out there that would just seek God in prayer? Steal away. Come on. I remember my pastor, the original church, my pastors that I was up under. Hallelujah. And they were still away before they get ready now. Hallelujah. They were still away, and they taught us to still away. Go in prayer. When you get ready to bring the word, ask God direct you. Come on. Now we got this new technology and people are doing it. They're going now. They're not going in prayer to birth a sermon. And I know what I'm talking about. They're not going in prayer to birth a sermon. They're going on now just on the thing to mash and pull up sermons. Give me something to speak on because it sounds good. Oh no, you got to, this got to be birthed out of prayer. Come on, spending time with God in prayer to meet the needs of the people. Come on here. Because we don't hear somebody preach this and it sound good. Man, I'm going to preach that. But did you birth this out in prayer? Oh, I ain't got no help in here this morning. Do I have any witness out there in Cypress audience? Come on, did I birth this out of prayer? Out of my prayer time with God? Out of my time laying before God? Hallelujah. Before I get up before the people, Lord, give me a word. Hallelujah. Word of deliverance. Lord, give me a word of healing. Lord, give me a word to restore their minds. Lord, give me a word that will bring sinner man, sinner boys into you. Hallelujah. Through prayer. This is where it's going to be birthed at. Come on. We can have all these conferences. Come on. And there's nothing wrong with it. We can have all these gatherings. Come on here. But if we don't go back to the foundation of prayer, come on. Hallelujah.